Welcome to Behind the Headlines with me, Alex Richardson, on the 19th of August. This is kind of a place where we kind of delve deeper into some of the news stories making the headlines today and things our reporters have been covering across the country. Maybe we haven't had room for them in our hourly bulletins. This is just somewhere where we can explain a bit more about the story. And coming up, we're talking about obesity and diabetes. We're also talking about an eagle that's been named by Sir David Attenborough. Well, next, in a bit of investigation from one of our reporters, we can reveal that children in Kent are being bombarded with videos of unhealthy food online. Our investigation comes amid calls to protect young people from junk food marketing that could increase their risk of obesity and cancer as well. Our reporter Martha Tipper has this special report.
Research shows more than half of 11 to 21-year-olds have seen unhealthy food pop up on their feeds. But here in Tunbridge Wells, it seemed to be a bit more than that.
How often do your food-related content come up?
Every day.
Probably every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
And how often is it junk food?
Yeah, almost every time.
Most of the time it would be junk food, yeah.
What type of junk food do you see?
Mostly like fast food, like McDonald's. It's mostly people eating it and like large amounts of it.
McDonald's, KFC.
When you see it, does it kind of make you want to go get it?
Sometimes if I'm hungry.
At the end of next year, new laws will end advertising of specific foods high in fat, sugar and salt. The cancer research says it's important it goes ahead after repeated delays.
Well, we're going to stay with the subject of obesity now, and we're going to Wales for this one, where healthcare experts say soaring obesity levels are fueling more cases of type 2 diabetes. Public Health Wales say over 200,000 people are already affected by the illness, which is expected to grow. Our reporter George Simons has more.
Currently in Wales, almost a quarter of reception-age children, that's around 4 years old, are living overweight or with obesity. With type 2 diabetes quickly becoming one of Wales's biggest health problems, Diabetes Cymru believe more awareness is needed into the causes of the illness. I've been speaking with Rachel Burr, the charity's director.
It's quite an incessant thing to live with. It can be very difficult day to day, and people living with it can find it is actually quite relentless and has an enormous impact on their lives. So we certainly want to be making sure we're doing all we can to prevent people from going on to develop the disease and making sure that they're giving all the support they can along the way.
Now charities across the country are calling for investment into healthier food environments and more support to children already with obesity. In response to this, the Welsh Government says they're concerned about the rates of obesity and are taking forward regulations to support healthier food options for children and families.
Next, and the story that's kind of been top of our bulletins for most of today, and one from tomorrow, but it's still been relevant today and will be for the rest of the week, I think. Donald Trump's ruled out sending US troops to Ukraine as part of security guarantees. It's after those talks yesterday between Vladimir Zelensky, Donald Trump and European leaders at the White House. Our political editor, Georgie Bedromo, has been looking back on last night's meeting.
A much more friendly meeting than last time, with Donald Trump saying the US would provide security guarantees to Ukraine and didn't rule out sending troops to enforce peace either.
While difficult, peace is within reach, and I believe that.
Zelensky made sure to wear a suit this time.
President Zelensky, you look fabulous in that suit.
I said the suit.
A meeting between Zelensky and Putin could now take place within the next 2 weeks.
Well, those discussions about that meeting have now started. There's rumours it could be in Rome or Geneva. Almost 8 years on from the death of London teenager Molly Russell, and her dad's warning that the implementation of the Online Safety Act is a sticking plaster. Molly took her own life when she was 14. It comes as new research by the Molly Rose Foundation has found depression, suicide and self-harm content is being recommended at a vast scale to accounts opened as a 15-year-old girl. Our London reporter Claire Bode spoke to the charity's chief executive, Andy Burrows, about this issue.
How difficult is it to know that, you know, despite all the work that your organisation's done working with the Online Safety Bill, that this type of content is not only still out there, but is being pushed?
Molly's death was a personal tragedy, but Molly is just one of far too many lost young lives. We know that in the UK, we lose a young person to suicide where technology plays a role every single week. And this is preventable harm. So when we see Instagram and TikTok fail to address fundamental issues with their platforms, their algorithms putting children in harm's way and costing lives. This is a deliberate choice not to make their platforms safe. It is a shocking and a sorry indictment on these platforms.
You must almost be getting tired of having to say the same things over and over and over again.
How many years do we have to point to social media platforms being able to deliver products that are putting children at preventable risk of harm? We now have legislation on the statute book, but that legislation is a sticking plaster when what we need is decisive action. This cannot be the case that we just continue with piecemeal improvements at best, or in the case of TikTok, things actually getting worse. We'll be here for as long as it takes, but for every year that we see continued inaction, that unfortunately means more tragedies, more families that will not have children going back to school in the autumn, and more empty seats around the Christmas dinner table.
And we're talking eagles now on Behind the Headlines. You know we do love stories about animals and mammals and all that kind of thing. So David Attenborough, no less, has chosen the name of a baby eagle, which has made its first flight from its nest in the south of Scotland. Alice Faulkner has been chatting to Dr. Kat Barlow from the South of Scotland Golden Eagle Project to find out why this particular bird of prey is so exciting for conservationists.
It's such an honour to have Sir David Attenborough name one of our Golden Eagle chicks. He was a childhood hero of mine. I grew up watching Trials of Life and Life of Birds, and it was so special to receive his handwritten letter. That's going to be framed and go on my wall. But, you know, his programmes have brought nature into the homes of millions of people and inspired them to love and appreciate the natural world. And I think it's just fantastic that he's supporting us in this way by naming Princeling.
What can you tell us about the chick? Does the name suit his personality?
Princeling's a really special bird. You know, he's the first chick produced by a translocated golden eagle from the South of Scotland Golden Eagle Project. You know, he's going to become part of that next generation that's going to support a healthy population of golden eagles all across the South of Scotland and hopefully beyond as they start to expand potentially down into Northern England too.
Does the meaning of the name hold any significance?
I don't think we can read too much into the meaning of the name. In his letter to me, Sir David said that he was no good at picking names for things and that Princeling just kind of came to him as he was writing.
And you can find out more on these and other news stories on the news pages of our website. Don't forget to come back here tomorrow as well. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen on the Rayo app too. A new episode of Behind the Headlines is uploaded every weekday evening.